This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and that pesky snow is coming back tomorrow, followed by some very cold weather. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now via Skype to talk about what and how much we can expect. Welcome back, Dave.
Good afternoon.
So what can we expect to happen and when?
So tomorrow morning, skies will be pretty cloudy and the snow will begin between about 4 and 8 o'clock, first over the western sections as you get towards Hampden County, heading back towards Hartford, and last over eastern Essex County for that snow to begin tomorrow.
How much, Dave?
So generally 2 to 4 inches, not a big deal. It's really a timing issue. We have the snow moving in for the morning commute. So anytime you get snowfall, precipitation like this moving in for any of the commutes, it definitely slows things down. There will ultimately be school delays and cancellations. It's probably better for a delay than a cancellation, especially Boston South, just because this thing's going to be moving relatively quickly. And in the afternoon, especially south of Boston, it's just going to be rain.
Will people be able to get home tomorrow night and get shoveled out at the end of the workday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Again, this isn't really a big storm. It's just a couple of inches, 2 to 3 inches of snow in Boston. And then during the second half of the day, there'll be some sleet, a little bit of freezing rain. Crews are well aware what's coming, so plenty of crews will be out there treating the roadways. And with the traffic during the day tomorrow, I suspect that although it will be slow, it's definitely not going to be a blockbuster storm.
Okay, and I understand that we can expect some fairly depressing cold. When is that coming and how bad is that going to be?
So temperatures do go below normal here as we head for the second part of the week. We have an Arctic front, which will come through on Wednesday. And that front may actually bring a few snow squalls. So that's one of those things that we have to keep an eye on just during Wednesday to see how they develop, almost like summertime thunderstorms. So they'll move through sometime during the afternoon on Wednesday. Temperatures Wednesday will be above freezing. And then as we head for Thursday morning, when you get up, temperatures will be anywhere from about 8, 9, 10 degrees over the northern sections of Worcester County out towards the Route 2 region to about 13 or 14 degrees in downtown Boston. But that's still quite chilly and quite a bit below average. And then when you add in the wind, which will be howling out there Thursday morning, wind chills will be down in the single digits, perhaps below zero single digits for a few hours first thing Thursday morning.
Is this the shape of things to come? Is this just going to be a nasty winter, Dave?
Well, if you look at winters that have started with cold Novembers and average or snowier than average Decembers, which is where we are, the overall winter tends to have above average snowfall and could be a little bit colder than average. However, it looks as though there's some signs that we're going to get quite mild here as we head for Christmas week. It doesn't mean that we're going to be in the 70s, but it does look like temperatures may go above average here next week. And then we get into January. We're a third through meteorological winter by that point. And also with the changing climate, we're not as cold as we used to be, you know, if you go back 30 years. So what people think is, you know, a cold, bitter winter in 2020 is quite different than a cold, bitter winter in, you know, 1920.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks for joining us via Skype.
You're welcome. Have a good afternoon.
You too.